Psalm 140. To the choir master, a psalm of David.
Deliver me, O Lord, from evil men. Preserve me from violent men who plan evil things in their heart and stir up wars continually. They make their tongue sharp as a serpent's, and under their lips is the venom of asps. Selah. Guard me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from violent men who have planned to trip up my feet. The arrogant have hidden a trap for me, and with cords they have spread a net. Beside the way they have set snares for me. Selah. I say to the Lord, You are my God. Give ear to the voice of my pleas for mercy, O Lord. O Lord, my Lord, the strength of my salvation, you have covered my head in the day of battle. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Do not further their evil plot, or they will be exalted. Selah. As for the head of those who surround me, let the mischief of their lips overwhelm them. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into fire, into miry pits, no more to rise. Let not the slanderer be established in the land. Let evil hunt down the violent man speedily. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and will execute justice for the needy. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name. The upright shall dwell in your presence.
Today's devotion. Deliver me, O Lord. The psalm is a prayer to God to deliver him from the wicked. In verses 1 to 3, the psalmist cries to God to deliver and protect him from wicked and violent men. They plan to harm him by stirring up trouble and spreading evil about him. Those who bring trouble or speak evil against us want to harm to us or make our lives difficult. We find them in school, in the workplace, and even on the internet. In verses 4 to 5, he asks God to protect him from these wicked and violent men who are trying to make him fall. They laid a trap for him, as this is the modus operandi of the wicked to cause us to fall rather than attack us directly. Like the psalmist, we are to ask God to protect and preserve us from such wicked people. In verses 6 to 8, the psalmist declares his faith in God. He calls on God to hear his pleas for mercy as he declares he is the strength of his salvation. He is confident that God will protect him as he had in the past. He asks God to hinder the evil plot of the wicked, or they can become prideful and be exalted if they succeed. We can pray like the psalmist, ask God to humble the wicked because if they succeed and harm his people, others will look up to them and they will become proud. It would also cause people to ask, Why do good men suffer and the wicked prosper? In verses 9 to 11, the psalmist moved from asking God to asking him to judge and punish them. He asked God to rain burning coals on them and to cast them into the miry pits so they would not be able to get out from them. In other words, he is asking God to destroy them. Do not let them succeed and wipe them out quickly and completely. Is it wrong to pray such a prayer when Jesus taught us in the New Testament to forgive our enemies? I have said before, we can ask in our frustrations and anger against the evil people, but God is the one who will decide to do as you asked him to do. However, we must also not take matters into our own hands if God chooses not to do as we ask. Remember, Jesus also prayed, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. In verses 12 to 13, the psalmist ends by assuring himself confidently that God will protect the afflicted and uphold his justice for the righteous. He proclaims, Surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name, the upright shall dwell in your presence. However, can we say confidently that we are righteous? We can because our righteousness is not our own, but God-given through Jesus. He has made us righteous through his blood, in his righteousness. We have the confidence that God will protect and deliver us when he hears our prayers. We thank God for hearing our cries for deliverance because Christ has made us righteous in your sight. Thank you, Lord, for delivering us from our greatest enemy, sin. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, you are our Savior and Lord who delivers us in times of trouble. We are certain that you can and will hear our prayers because Christ has torn down the veil for us to come into your holy presence to seek your face and to pray to you directly. Deliver us from evil and lead us not into temptation, we pray. Amen.